I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Monday, October 9. Coming up, Jamaica to adopt Universal National Health Fund policy. Cabinet approves legislation to strengthen role of JPs, and Culture Minister calls for support for Heritage Month activities. The news in detail after the break.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Jamaica will be moving to adopt the policy of a universal national health fund. This means the government will implement a framework to address the matter of sustained funding for health care. Minister Holness says sick persons should not have to deal with what he terms a rationing system.
You can encounter it afterwards, which is what most progressive developing countries have done. They put in place a universal national health fund. So everybody contributes to the health fund so that at the point of need, they can access the service and then draw on the health fund after.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the opening of the expanded operating theatre and renovated male surgical ward at the St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital Friday. The Ministry of Health will present a report on the framework by the end of March next year. Cabinet has given approval for the enactment of legislation to strengthen the role of Justices of the Peace, JPs. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says the move is in keeping with ongoing justice reform initiatives. It's also a response to the changing demands of the communities served by the JPs.
One of the duties that we intend to impose on all JPs is that at the end of every year, the JP must send in a report, one page, that every JP can just put in their new address, if there's a new address, telephone number, email address, contact, any concerns, what have they been doing, and in fact, if they are still here.
Minister Chuck was speaking at the commissioning of 38 new JPs at the Gulf View Hotel in Mandeville, Manchester on Friday. The proposed act is to be laid in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, sent to each custos and uploaded to the Ministry of Justice's website. Mr. Chuck is encouraging JPs to review the changes and make recommendations where they see fit. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange is encouraging all Jamaicans to support the month-long heritage activities in October. A National Reparation Youth Baton Rally and Heritage Concert are among a series of events taking place from October 8 to 16 under the theme A Great Heritage, A Great Legacy. Minister Grange was speaking at the Jamaica 55 National Heritage Week Interfaith Thanksgiving Service on October 8 at the University Chapel, University of the West Indies. She urged those present to help preserve, protect, and expand the country's rich heritage. Other activities include National Heroes Day salute and awards ceremonies, floral tributes, tours of historic sites, school tours, heritage festivals, exhibitions, and displays. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is warning motorists who use the cane field along the Mandela Highway in St. Catherine as a shortcut to cease the practice. The JCF says drivers get stuck in the area on several occasions, then call the police for assistance, tying up resources. The constabulary says given the limited resources, it's unable to assist motorists who use that route illegally. Motorists are being urged to use the main thoroughfare at all times. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.